Yeah, it is our 90th birthday. We are reminiscing the days gone past, our 90 years, and in the latter, well, I guess the latter third, the man who really drove TUE was the legendary program director John Brennan, who came here in the early 80s and then fashioned a lot of the changes in the mid to late 80s that led to the huge success of TUE over so many years. So we thought we should speak with him on this morning. He's on the line. John Brennan, good morning.
Good morning, John and Gary, and my godfather, I'm overwhelmed with that. I feel very privileged, let me say, that you would invite me as a guest on your station's 90th birthday, fellows. I'm very happy to be with you.
Well, thanks for joining us, John. I mean, you've got to look back over those 90 years. You've been a key player in many of those years. Do you have a favourite 2UE moment or anecdote?
No, I think I must say that for all the success that you've intimated I've had, I wouldn't have had anything without working for the best owner of any radio station in Australia, John Conde, one of the most decent men I've ever met in my life. The commitment and the loyalty and the support and the affection from all those with whom I've worked, my staff during that time, and it was a privilege to have, who's often forgotten, a manager of 2UE, a man called Tony Molson. He had a profound impact on me. He was tough but fair. He did business with reason and responsibility, and he had a sincerity in the way he treated staff and did deals, and that endeared him to everybody, and honesty, trust and integrity, I think, were his trademarks. They were my marvellous moments of having him as a boss, having John Conde as my owner, and having that magnificent staff that TUE always seems to produce.
John, in this day and age, with just so many different forms of media, it's easy to forget the powerful impact that radio has had on people's lives over the past century, and particularly 2UE.
Oh, my very word. I meant to say, talk radio reaffirmed 2UE, and I think everybody's belief that talk radio is democracy in its purest form. A real voice for the Australian public, and it was such a powerful tool to get action, and you boys are doing it exactly the same, getting action, and you're helping to shape and guide government policy by making lawmakers more accountable to the people. Once again, you're the vehicle driving the public's demand.
Can we just take it back, John, to those early days when you were a young bloke, probably like me, because I used to be a bit of a radio groupie, used to listen to radio a lot when I was young, and you used to listen to radio very closely as a young man aspiring to get into the business. What was TUE like in those days when you were a young one trying to get in?
Well, I can go back a little further. I've always loved radio since I was a little boy. I was fascinated by Radio 2UE. I was enthralled with what they offered during the 40s with dramas and comedy shows, the big productions like the Amateur Hour and Bob Dyer's quiz shows.
Yep.
It gave me information, entertainment and on-air personalities. If I can just rattle off a few, Ken Stone and the marvellous Eric Parent in the afternoon, Bob Pollard, Norman Blackler, who was called Fancy Free, and they always sounded bright, friendly, and they knew everything about everything. And from there, I always wanted to work at 2UE. Unfortunately, I didn't get that opportunity until 1982. But to be program director just on 20 years later, yep. There were difficult times in the 80s because the station was sold by the owners, Lamb Family and John Conde, to firstly Kerry Packer. Then he sold it to Alan Bond. Bond sold it back to Packer. And finally, John Conde bought it back. So things held us back somewhat. But
bit of a merry-go-round. Geez, lucky that sort of thing doesn't happen these days, John.
I have four owners in almost 5 years. It was tough going, let me tell you.
Yeah, it was very tough for those people that were there, but you kept the place together. And there was also that older style of media owner, which we saw in newspapers and we saw in television, but we also saw in radio through the Lamb family, where they ran the place for the sake of the quality of the product. It wasn't all about the bottom line, which it can be today.
It's about the greater good.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, they were just phenomenal people. And then the people on air, you know, the Gary O'Callaghans, the Laws, the Zamanics, Alan Jones, Rogers, Steve Blander, Sandy Aloisi, Frank Hyde, and, of course, the lifestyle people like Don Burke and Shirley Stackhouse and Dr. James Wright, they looked upon life as a show, and the audience as their family. And I think they were the original inventors and international distributors of that lovely Blarney. And Australia loved them for it.
You've been integral in it. Thank you for joining us on this Australia Day and on this 90th birthday. You've been very much a part of it. It's been so good talking to you and hearing you again today.
Well, thank you again for being so generous and thoughtful in inviting me to be a guest on the Australia Day 90th birthday.
Thank you, John.
Thanks, John.
John, thanks, Gary.
John Brennan joining us there. Some years ago, he was in the Australia Day Honours list. Thoroughly decent is how I'd describe him. A great man, John Brennan, joining us on this Australia Day morning. We are broadcasting here, marking our 90th birthday.
And there's plenty more 2UE legends coming up over the next hour.